Hey, looking better, feeling better. Up early, was up at 5:40. I wake up before the alarm goes off. Now set the alarm for 6. I'm up at 5:40. Watched the State of the Union last night. Then I went to Retro Fitness, blasted some shoulders out. Awesome day. What a great day. Drove to the gym. This chair's too high. Big lineup of guests coming in. Huge changes at the studio. So exciting. Expanding the family, meeting with people, doing stuff. Garrett's here. John's train is late.
No, he overslept today.
Oh, he overslept. Okay.
Train's probably on time.
Oh, so he might miss the train. There's John. Oh, no, that's Bill Schultz. Anyways, very exciting day. What a day. I watched the State of the Union, which is where the president goes up and talks. And you watched it as well.
I did. And I obviously know nothing. We were talking earlier. I made the joke. I tweeted a joke about the.
You know why the women all wore white?
I did not.
Because none of them get their periods anymore.
No, that can't be right. I made a dumb joke saying, oh, why are these women all dressed in white at the State of the Union? I guess they can't wear it the other 6 days of the week when they're in the kitchen making themselves useful, thinking I'm all funny.
Right.
And then like an hour into it or whatever, they all started.
Oh, those girls were on our side.
I thought they were on our side because they applauded. That's how much I get politics.
And then you didn't realize that they were applauding because they'd pushed so many male Republicans out of their seats.
But here's my question to you that you'll explain to me. But another reason I thought they were on our side was Trump handled them like a heckler. Like he played along. He's like, don't sit down yet. You're going to love the next thing I say, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just don't
get hecklers that stand up at your shows.
And he loves hecklers that stand up at my shows.
So that's it. It was a good State of the Union. I thought it was very non-divisive. I thought it was uniting the country. And yeah. A little of it was kind of all over the place at the end, where he's like, from the red deserts of Arizona.
Yeah,
blah,
he
blah,
does
blah.
That.
But that was, overall, I thought it was a good State of the Union. I felt good about it. I watched a little bit outside. I went outside. I put Piper to sleep. And then I have a baby monitor. I don't, but I just trust that she's.
I just put my heart monitor by the crib.
Yeah, so I went outside. I smoked a bit of a stick and I watched a bit of the State of the Union on the phone. What a great American thing to do! Just sitting out front of your house in Queens, smoking a stick.
Were you on the porch
president.
With your feet up, holding a shotgun?
I didn't have a shotgun, but I keep knives around, and it was a great time. Very good, good day. And I may do sex. I did sex the other day on my wife, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. I semened at her.
Because oh, she has an IUD, right?
Oh, not anymore. I went in there with some pliers last night.
Can't you, like...
I try and come to the left. So that's it. And I was thinking about... I want to get good at stand-up again.
I'd like to do it once.
Yeah, you should do it once. I was thinking... I'm at Gotham.
How do you say that? See, this is... I think you treat stand-up like the show, like, and God bless you. I think you're very good at it. I'm not just saying that, but I think all great comics do that. Like, you know what's funny, and you focus on what's not funny, but you do it to such a degree that you're like, all you're remembering is the not funny stuff, and you're like, I'm not good at stand-up.
I got this new bit that I want to work on where I say...
Punch a woman in the throat?
No, a different thing. I go...
That's an act out.
I go, I got YouTube TV and Sling TV. Because I got rid of cable.
You really have YouTube TV? Yeah. I hate to interrupt.
Yeah. And I go, isn't it amazing how it changed? Like, now cable is the old hooker just standing on the street. And she's like, it's $240. I'm like, no, these guys are only charging $40. And they give me everything. This is
right to my house.
What are you going to give me for $240? A hand job with spit on it. What, a HBO? No. These people are giving me the whole fucking kebab.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no idea how to make it funny.
I think that's funny.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I think when you're on stage, I'm sure, and I've been there, but when you're on stage and you do the, you know, $240, they laugh, and then you kind of just tag along, finding new avenues of...
Yeah, but I feel like the stand-up now, we have to really go deeper and say more stuff to be offensive. I mean, I haven't seen Nick DiPaolo do stand-up for a while. I'd like to see that and see what he's talking about. But there's so many people... Andrew Schultz is really good. There's so many people that are just so middle of the road and just like joke writers and not really saying anything. But it's exciting. And today we're going on Real Ass Podcast.
Yes, we are.
Yes, the podcast Louis Anderson hosts.
Louis J. Gomez.
Who?
Louis J. Gomez. He's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Does Garrity host Family Feud?
No.
He used to.
Oh, he used to host Family
Feud. Luis J. Gomez never hosted Family Feud. How could he? You can't have a father who was stabbed to death if you're on a show with family in the title.
No, the host of the Real Ass Podcast, Louis Anderson.
No. That's Luis J. Gomez. Louis Anderson is a fat gay guy in denial.
Luis J. Gomez.
No, he's very straight. Banging a very talented, sexy comedian, Kim Congdon.
Oh, that's a good cover.
Yeah. What kind of guy would cover up? I mean, if you're going to cover up, you don't go for Kim Congdon, who, don't get me wrong, very pretty, very funny. You go for a big name that'll distract people, like Rosario Dawson.
Oh! You're saying if you were dating Rosario Dawson, chances are you probably like fucking men's assholes.
Can I point out again, just to point out again how little I know about politics? You sent me that story. I'm like, Rosario Dawson is hot. And you're like, he's gay, stupid.
Well, we'll get to that story at some point. I think we did. We have Cory Booker calling in later, Garrett.
I thought his significant other was.
Oh, Rosario Dawson.
Can we say that's the first time in history Garrett had the first mini stroke of in hot water?
It happens.
I think his daughter does.
Here's an idea for the show. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking next Monday, Garrett, I say we throw out everything we've done and start new, because next Monday will be episode 200 something. Right? I was thinking we get rid of, what if we got rid of everybody and just started brand new?
We got to keep the turban
and the face rig thing. That works really well. That's a standard go-to. I watched that interview with Liam Neeson yesterday. It was spot on.
By the way, we dropped the ball. Yesterday was Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Well, I would think we would have had a story for that.
Chinese people were celebrating, probably.
All right, tell me more about the Liam Neeson.
I just go
thing.
Up to anyone that looks mildly jaundiced and wish them a new year.
Can't do that.
Why?
What year is it? The year of the what? Do you know?
Year of the pig.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I sent you 800 emojis.
You sent me pictures of the girl that you sent your dick pics to. The year of the pig.
She doesn't have a subscription. You can say that.
Oh, okay. Thank God. So, did I tell you I used the air fryer last night?
You did.
Garrett. Ah! Oh! Whoever brought the air fryer in?
Holly from St. Pete.
Holy shit, fuck in a goddamn coon's testicle.
You can't say that. Oh, well, next week we can.
Raccoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What did you think I was talking about?
Well, I thought you meant a face
ring. Raccoon testicles are a huge delicacy in Montana.
They're not. You're thinking...
Garrett.
Not Garrett. I can feel your look.
Ralph Northam was called Coon Man.
Yeah.
From Virginia, yeah.
That's a song by Soundgarden. I love that one.
Coon Man. Come on, when I get on.
Let's have Dante Nero on the show and play that song when he begins.
I think Dante would get upset because he's 62, wears furs.
Doesn't he have his name on his, what?
Dante could do the spoon solo with just jiggling his hands.
Doesn't he have his name on his car or something?
He gives me stand-up advice all the time. He'd be like, you need to do some new shit. And I was like, quick question. If I bundle cable and internet,
he is one of the biggest, but he's one of the nicest guys in the biz.
Punch you out so quick. It's so fun
and
to watch.
And pick you up. He's like, you need a ride home? Yeah, Dante. Can we stop by the ER?
Such a nice guy. Anyway, so we got a big show today. The air fryer, I'm telling you.
What'd you make?
We made, what's it called? Shake and bake with chicken breasts. And then we had mac and cheese and cream spinach.
You didn't make the mac and cheese.
Called a family dinner. My wife did this. She does this weird thing where before we eat, she says something to some invisible guy in the sky.
Is she yelling at the gay neighbors upstairs? Oh, you moved. Never mind.
There's no gay neighbors. We have the guy that lives next door is a composer. And the woman that lives next door wears a mask out.
Didn't you say you did that once?
I wore a mask, yeah.
You can't do that.
Why?
Because you're a man.
I put, like, a surgical mask on, and then I walk around and bump into people, and I go, so sorry. And then I just walk.
Do this. Hold on.
So sorry.
Work.
So sorry.
Work.
So it was great. What a delicious meal. And then I had a little bit of ice cream. Very exciting day. But we got a ton of show to get to today.
We do.
How are you feeling? You're sober this morning.
I am so
hot. What are you drinking there? Pedialytes?
No, I just do a...
Umpiss?
Do one more. Got this mango juice. It's emergency because I woke up. I've been battling that cold. And, yeah, I am...
That's only been about a month and a half.
Yeah, I shouldn't go to it.
That's... Think about going to a doctor, perhaps?
No, because I think all the blood that I'm peeing out of my system is the bad stuff. Like, they used to leech you.
Yeah.
Who needs a leech when I'm pissing out all the good blood?
That point well taken.
He heals as well as Bill Schultz.
Yeah.
What if there's a common denominator?
Bill Schultz's arm was Bill Schultz. Bill Schultz.
I didn't have it yet. I'm winning.
Bill Schultz. Bill Schultz's arm.
Bill Schultz.
Bill Schultz. Bill Schultz's his pants and then changes them on the couch.
Ah, nice save.
We're a family here. So what happened was Bill's arm got broken or something when he punched Gavin McInnes' thigh back in 1986. He just got the cast.
I remember. That's when I got this cold.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great to see. So we got a lot of stories today. I really like this idea. Guys, let us know if you're okay with us trashing everybody. I want to get rid of everything we've done on the show.
But that's
totally reinvent the show.
But what you're saying is...
has problems with this.
I do not, no, because I've always... Dude, all I have... What's the show formula? I show up and hold on for dear life while you guys do whatever.
I love Randy. I love Weed Guy. I love Legit News Guy.
I love Legit
News Guy. The BBC
reporter
we had yesterday was awesome. That guy was super British.
Let me say this. Let me... And I know he can't hear, but... like, of all the characters that come and go, when Legit News Guy died in the fire, one hysterical, I was upset. I was like, there was in the back of my mind, I'm like, we got him.
Yeah.
When he came back from the fire, it was like the happiest moment in the two mumble 100 shows we've done.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't get rid of him.
Why?
When he showed up at the live podcast with the billboard on his hat.
It's not a billboard. That's a card. A billboard is a thing that you drive
on. I don't know if you know this. I think that was actually him for the Logo Network. I think, what was it, Legit News Gay?
Yeah, Legit News Gay. He was pretty good. Oh, I forgot to say I went to therapy yesterday.
So did you see an Asian cartoon girl there at therapy?
No.
Oh, it was weird because she was here and she had to... Oh, she was going to therapy.
Oh, that's a very different thing. Therapy is a store where they sell makeup.
How is therapy? I want to know.
Fine.
You're doing it every... You're doing
I think
it
he's
with...
trying to turn me into a libtard. Because, like, whenever I leave, he'll be like, hey, remember, don't vote for Trump.
Do you know, here's what I do for therapy.
And he waves.
Here's what I do for therapy, and it
works. Gary Goldman walks in and stares at me.
You know, Gary Goldman's in the loony bin.
That club in Staten Island?
No, he went nuts. He went nuts. And by the way, speaking of great comedians, brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
What he does with words, better than anyone.
Says them?
I say words, not funny. He says words, lose my mind.
Well, he works at it. Yeah. He sits down and actually writes
blah, blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's what I'd like to do.
Not really.
It's so much more fun to just go up with nothing, isn't it?
Look, I think just
bamboozle the entire system.
I think my favorite part of the live comedy show we did after the podcast was just you yelling at me on stage and vice versa.
Yeah, Gary, we were there and there's a bartender. And Gino goes, hey, can I get another shot up here, Deadwood? And I go, Gino. And he goes, yeah. And I go, you have HBO? And he goes, no, but I've seen it. And I go, yeah, there's a show on there called Deadwood. And he goes, yeah, yeah. And I go, and that guy looks like he could be a character in it. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, awesome.
And I'm laughing like a five-year-old, your uncle just, said, I got your notes. I'm like, that's... My therapy is I have journals, and I just write in them, and I don't write for any...
It doesn't count. I talked to my wife about this yesterday. We both agreed you're emotionally crippled.
Really?
Yep, we both said that. I go, I'm really concerned about Gino.
How am I emotionally crippled?
I think because you've never dealt with some of the deep, dark tragedies in your life.
My dad died of cancer.
See, I don't.
My mother died of leukemia a year later.
See, what I'm saying is, I don't think that laughing these things off and making your friends laugh at it is the best way to deal with it.
I dealt with it all.
I think you laugh at it, you compartmentalize it, which is something that I would do. But I think once in a while, you got to have a cry. And I think that
I cry all the time.
I'm not talking about after sex.
Hold on. I'm going with my TD Bank app.
Yeah. I think that, I think when you deal with these things, you open up a wider range of emotions, and then you can have sex with men.
What was the last part?
It's about being emotional.
You and your wife are great to me.
I'm in the rape room this morning. I get there super early because my wife's still asleep, and if she's asleep, she doesn't know what's happening.
We can't do the whole show like this.
You can't feel it.
Right.
So I go in. And I'm raping a guy.
Right.
You know, what you would call just taking a steam.
No one would call it that. But taking a steam, you sit there sweating.
I was
alone.
Sweating.
You're sweating alone.
I felt alone on the inside.
You're sweating because of the heat, not because you're afraid someone will catch you or because of the rush of having forbidden sex with a man who hasn't given you his consent. You're sweating for a whole completely different list of reasons.
What would they be?
Fear of being caught, breaking social mores, going to prison and going into a whole nother steam room?
Yeah, but no one's going to believe the guy that I raped if he's bigger than me.
All right, so you're taking a steam, as everyone calls
it. I was taking a steam, and I was just like, oh, this is what emotions let you do.
I don't think I'm emotionally crippled.
I think you are. Have you told your girlfriend that you love her and have feelings for her?
Yes.
Really?
Wait, I don't have a girlfriend right now. What is the look?
You have to be willing to feel connection to somebody.
So you're saying I should...
I don't know. He told me I'm not. I don't know how to be loved.
Here's what I think. And one, I'll say it again. Thank you for the concern because you guys are great to me. But two, I think the journaling, you get it. It's like Anna Nalick says, you get it out of your head so it doesn't fucking haunt you. And you go from there. It's just a matter of getting the garbage out and trying to put good stuff in.
It's the same thing as morning pages, but it doesn't let you go have sex with men. You need to free yourself up so that you can do fuck on men.
You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is you could stand to be a little gayer. I'm going to go. You
do the show. With
$200.
What?
We work on a sliding scale.
I am not emotionally crippled. Let me talk to my therapist. Well, doctor, how are you today? No, you're fine. No, you look fantastic. Do I? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Is she gonna call? We don't need her to call. Hey,
Gino.
Yeah, buddy.
It's Aaron.
We could have this
conversation. Our first guest. Well,
we could have this conversation
a
minute ago.
She's not gonna come on yet, but I want her to show you what she bought. I stopped by your neighborhood today,
Excuse me.
I picked something up.
Go on. What do you? Oh. Let me see those. Here. Oh wait, no, they're open. Never mind. Oh, look at. No, I'm good.
What
I don't eat
in
those.
Your neighborhood.
Were you over at 104th and First?
That's
where you
correct.
Can get sliced mangoes.
Guess what I got, Gino?
What's that?
Sliced mangoes in a bag.
And I can't believe I never told you this. You know what's...
Garrett gets hot sauce on his.
Do you really? My father used to put salt on watermelon
before
he died of
cancer. Your dead father that you've
cancer.
Never dealt with his death? That guy?
I dealt with my father's death.
How so?
I went crazy. I backpacked through Europe. I got a tattoo drunk on fucking ouzo and weed in Florence. I did. I did. I started going to bathhouses because I couldn't emotionally open myself up to women. I mean, massage parlors. Did I say bathhouses? Whatever.
Sorry, what was that last part?
I said I'm good. Thanks for the concern.
Okay, so you're fine.
Yeah, tell you what. I'll come by for dinner. I'll hang out with beautiful...
Yeah, you haven't come to my new place yet. If you were emotionally available, you'd do that.
I will come by the place.
Garrett was there.
How was the ride home, Garrett?
We had steak.
We got to do steak soon. We do.
Sure.
Let me tell you, if you could have been in my seat yesterday watching John, it was like something out of a cartoon. He would walk out of the room. He'd come back with something. He'd put it behind Aaron. He'd walk back out. He'd put a jacket. It was great.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently the face rig doesn't work unless you have certain things like a hat on and hair.
Face rig, not face rig.
Maybe it doesn't work because you don't have emotions that it can recognize.
I have emotions. I'm up to like 9 now.
So, I just don't.
Happy, fear, sad, Saturday.
That's a day. That's a day of the week. It's not an emotion.
Anger, joy, sympathy, empathy. Tuesday.
Now, another day of the week. And sympathy is a type of empathy.
Kleenex.
Sympathy is like a type of empathy.
Money clip.
It's like you said maroon and... What are you... You're just looking at things in the office now and saying them. You're reading a calendar and looking at the stuff lying around the microphone.
Soundboard.
No, that's... No. It's not an emotion.
Lots of screens.
Okay. Here's mine.
President.
Hold on. Let me cripple that sadness.
Mug, shirt, blazer, books.
I get it. That's not... No. Have you ever read some of my writings? I'm the one that listens to chick music.
Oh, okay.
I will quote, I will quote any. I will give you. I'm leaving because I love you. I'm leaving because I don't. And I'm hoping that you'll follow. And I'm praying that you won't let me go. Come on.
Hey, that's what the guy said in the steam room this morning.
While you were taking a steam?
I like it, come on. That's what he was singing.
I don't care.
All right, well, do you want to get to some stories, or are you just going to fart around all day?
Was your father like this with you?
No, the problem with my father was that I think they were supportive of me, but in a different way. They would be supportive where they'd be like, here's some money to go to college.
Here's how supportive my mother was.
They gave me $600.
Was it a wad of sweaty money?
Yeah.
Here's how supportive my mother was. Cute story. Doesn't even take that long.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
And
this
won.
Just in, Gino.
Legit news guy, I just want to tell you something.
Yeah, they were we'll be leaving next week.
No, there were talks with the show, and I will never
this
let you.
This is the end. Bum, bum, bum. My only friend.
No,
the end.
News. I need a pencil. I'm sorry, legit.
Get a pencil. Stick it in your ear and hit your brain.
Legit news guy, I will not let them. If you go, I go. Welcome to the Aaron Berg Show, everyone.
That's right.
How are you, buddy? What do you got for me?
Pretty good. Last night was the State of the Universe.
State of the Union.
Big news in Mars. Closing down the wall to the moon.
You're not helping me hold on to your job
Tucker.
Right now.
Interesting. Witch hunt. Women. White. Dresses. Yeah, I know. Exciting. There was so much news that came out of that thing yesterday. Bernie Sanders.
That's the one I dropped on the floor.
Yeah, he was taking a phone call. So
we'll
get back to that later.
No, I want to do it. It's hilarious. So he was taking a phone call. Again, explain to me about politics. Because somebody...
Well, phones aren't just for politics.
Yeah, well, apparently someone was accusing...
You have a phone?
What's that?
Do you have a phone?
I do.
Yeah, you're not in politics.
In fact... I'm going
to
turn the...
When he was pretending to be on the phone while a man asked him about, the guy that did a rape on a lady.
Now the guy that did a rape was...
Fairfax has an accuser. He's the Democrat possible incumbent for the other guy that's getting kicked out.
Ah.
Justin Fairfax is a Blick man.
Blick.
And they're hoping that he didn't do a rape on this lady. So he was asking Bernie Sanders if he believed the woman, because as a Democrat, you're supposed to believe all women, even though Bernie Sanders isn't really a Democrat. He's more of a socialist. But simultaneously, he's supposed to side on that side and be for all those people. So if a woman says that she was raped, then you have to believe her no matter what.
Now, you've been with Dottie for quite some time now. Do you believe women?
She's a liar. She told me she was on the pill.
Right.
She meant Tic Tacs.
Those aren't pills, right? But how fresh was her breath?
It was fresh, but I'd semened in her a whole bunch. And I looked at them and I jiggled them and I go, what in God's name is this?
Indulge me here.
Jesus Christ of an African's testicle.
Well played. Here's the thing. But if you get her pregnant, then she won't menstruate for 9 months.
Wait, how do you do that?
You know, menstruate. Like, if you fertilize the egg in the uterine lining, then what the egg does is it burrows into the uterine lining, and as more and more blood comes into the uterus, it feeds the egg, which is now fertilized, and it grows into the fetus, which you can kill up to its head poking out of the womb, thank goodness.
That sounds hot.
But if you were to semen into her mouth or have her use an IUD or some kind of birth control, then every month, that uterine lining, all of it, would be shed, and she would just bleed into the toilet or, you know, in the middle of the floor, let's say.
You know, if this was like a month ago, I feel like this would have made me sick.
Yes.
But now, I'm aroused.
You've been through some changes.
Because you're talking about the beauty of childbirth and the power of a woman to bleed through her gash.
Yes, as opposed to through her nose or mouth when she doesn't listen.
That's right. Well, let me show you this video of Bernard J. Sanders, the head honcho at KFC, a chicken place.
Now, you're thinking of Colonel. This guy was never in the military. Never in the military.
My mistake. Then why is he wearing comfortable brown shoes with a black suit?
If he were the Colonel you're thinking of wears a tie.
He's got a tie.
No, but he wears a bow tie.
It's a bow tie, but it's longer.
And
looks like a normal tie.
There was a time when people were convinced that Artie Lang was still in the industry and could have played one of the 900 people that he was, but he can't because no one wants Kentucky Fried Crack. So
this guy, the guy that is the head of the Kentucky Fried Chicken
no!
franchise.
This is a guy that could very well be president right now if Hillary Clinton wasn't a lying snatch. See, I didn't say cunt because some people have a problem with that.
All right. Well, I'll show you this video. Are you prepared to see it?
I cannot wait. Now, so what you're telling me is...
He's on a business call with one of his franchises. They have these chicken places throughout America.
Do you know why they don't call...
one place had clearly run out of thighs.
Do you know why
with them. They also do popcorn chicken, and they also do a bowl, which is like mashed potatoes with cheese and then gravy and chicken on it. It looks tempting, but if you eat one, you'll be shitting for weeks.
It sounds to me like you want this to be Colonel Sanders because you had a bad experience at a KFC recently. That's what it sounds like to me.
Sure.
Okay, well, here's the thing. First of all, he's not that guy. But
I'm
the funny
pretty
part,
certain he is.
The part of this video that they're complaining about is he's pretending to be on the phone. How old would you say how old would you say Colonel Sanders is?
Colonel Sanders probably about in his 80s.
He's like, how old is? Is he like 84?
Sure.
So he's pretending to be on a cell phone, but he's not good at it because he doesn't know how the cell phone works. Let's take a peek.
All right. There he is.
Blah, now, blah, do you blah, believe blah, Justin chicken. Fairfax? His accuser? His accuser.
Okay, Ari. Okay.
Garrett, get ready to pause it, please.
What time are you down?
Excuse me.
You're not on the phone.
Right there. Go back and click. He goes like this. Excuse me, I'm on the phone. And it shows like his Pandora account or something.
No, it's, that's just
it
nothing.
It shows his calendar. He's so dumb.
Stop you're not on the...
Look, there it is. Hey, look, I'm on the phone. No, you're not. That's a screensaver.
What would it look like if you were on the phone?
It would show the picture of the person.
No.
It shows, like, the red dot, the green dot.
I don't think you know what it is to be on the phone.
If you're on the phone, it shows, like, the screen. It doesn't show that.
That's a screen.
All right, you know, so you're saying he was on the phone? Legit?
No, he's not on the phone. I can tell, but I can tell you how I know.
How do you know?
Because if he was on the phone, then there'd be a red and a green button.
I said red and green button.
Well, you should have said that.
I said it a minute ago.
You should have said it.
It's on tape.
On which tape?
This tape.
Well, I don't. This is live. So
remember when we went back and watched you set yourself on fire 14 times? Yeah, it was on tape.
That was for me standing up against fake news.
Is this legit news or fake news?
I think Dottie would have written it down.
Dottie, check the minutes.
Minutes?
It's an old Gary Goldman bit where he goes, Dottie, check the minutes.
That is.
It is.
That's one of my favorite bits ever.
Could you tell me this, Dottie? Did he say that the phone had a red and green button?
No.
That's a no.
First of all, that's a first.
All right, let me see if we can get Colonel Sanders on board to talk about what happened yesterday.
It's the first time I've ever heard Dottie talk.
What do you mean?
I've never heard Dottie speak.
Well, she knows what a woman knows. seen it, not heard.
There you go. We've never seen her either.
Well, you just needed proof and Dottie vouched. It's like if I go to court for killing a gay man that I did sex on in the steam room and my wife vouches for me, then I'm innocent.
So that's just a hypothetical?
A what?
Nothing. It's you're just...
The needle that you utilize.
No, that's a hypodermic.
Ah. Yes, it's one of those needles.
Oh, that's good coffee. God, that's good coffee.
We've got Bernie Sanders.
You ever in Midtown Market Crates? That's where you get your coffee.
You like that?
Oh, I love it.
You know, they've got a whole bunch of nice desserts over there. It'd be nice if maybe you went there one day and brought some for us.
Oh, I could have Billy Tardy bring it instead of donuts next
time. They have
time.
A s'mores... cupcake.
How many chocolate squares do you put in a s'more?
Four?
No.
Two.
Two.
All right.
Two. Unless you're Justin...
Hang on, we're going to utilize the skip.
Unless you're Justin Smith, then you put about 30 in. Love that kid.
You ready?
Does it matter? Take some of my urine.
What happened? Where'd the scotch come from? I thought you had a cold.
I like this button. Hit the button.
Hello. Gino. Hello.
Can I just enjoy this for 1 second?
Socialism.
Hey,
and chicken.
Hey, Bernie Sanders.
It's the new family bucket. The first two people that get to it get to eat. The rest get nothing. Socialist chicken.
Now, it's...
Free healthcare for all. Meaning Corroded arteries.
Now, Mr. Sanders.
Did you ever try one of our bowls, Gene?
No. No, because they send me right to the bowl. Is that why they're called that?
Do you like having your poo wet?
I do not. I'd rather not.
Well, then you may not like one of our bowls. Let me ask you this. Do you ever have problems pooing?
I've had problems not pooing, but never pooing.
Well, if you have one of our bowls, you'll have problems not pooing as well. It's real quick.
Really
a
quick.
Real laxative.
Why do you make these bowls if you're getting such negative feedback from it?
What's negative about pooing?
Well, it's just the fact that you're doing it almost immediately.
College should be free.
Look.
And by that, I mean so that those kids are in school instead of stealing from my chicken places.
I don't think you can say that, Mr. Sanders.
You know after you poo, when you wipe, it's finger-licking good.
Oh, my God. What is wrong? Did you just call in to talk about taking a shit after eating one of your chicken bowls?
No. Well, we're known for our slogans. It's finger-licking good, nobody does chicken better, and also, why do black people love us so much?
That's not an ad slogan.
Huh?
That's not a good slogan. I don't even know which guy I'm interviewing, but I will ask you this. Why'd you change the name from Kentucky Fried Chicken to just KFC? Why'd you do that?
Well, I wanted it to be easier for the rappers to say.
Right.
KFC, out of my butt comes pee.
That one didn't test well?
No.
All right, well, let me ask you about this, because, hey, how do you feel?
You ever go to Forever 21 and just try and finger fuck a child?
No. No, why would you do that?
Me neither. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, it just seems very specific. Yesterday, you were caught talking...
Hang on one sec. I've got someone at the counter. Yes, hello. All right, do it. Okay, the two-piece. Sure, that'll feed a family of socialist pigs. All right.
You're the pig.
Hang on one sec. Let me get that. Okay, I've got to go back now to my Skype.
Are you working the counter while you're doing this?
Sure.
You can't get... That's even better. That is...
Well, we knew that. That's why I went off to the counter and then came back.
Oh, it's good stuff. Well, now I can ask you this question. In a video...
Do you like french fries that taste soggy and like cardboard?
I do.
KFC, McDonald's beat us at the fry game.
In a video posted,
I like this Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. You know what I like about her?
What's that?
She wears her hairnet at work.
No, she does not wear a hairnet.
She sure looks like one that works for me.
That's just her hair.
Donde esta my wallet?
Look, Colonel Bernie, my question to you is this. Were you or were you not faking that cell phone to avoid answering questions about Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and his sexual misconduct allegations?
Sure, I was faking, but maybe he was faking when he raped her.
You can't fake... A guy can't fake a rape. Women can. See Duke University lacrosse. Women can. See
what
half
about,
the women...
All right, well, there was a man in the steam room that made up a story about me. Said I left a flip-flop in him.
Well,
you ever put a flip-flop inside of a man and pretend it's your wang?
No.
Me
Why would
neither.
You do that?
You ever go to Sephora and pretend you're a lady and rub makeup on your lips?
No. How could you pretend you're a lady?
I want to say this. Okay?
I'm listening. You didn't.
Hang on, I forgot.
In a video, they caught you asking, Henry Rogers asked you about allegations against this Fairfax guy, and all you did was pretend to be on the phone. Then you showed him your phone, saying you were on it, even though you weren't.
I was on it.
What? You weren't? Or as my good friend Dottie tells me, and I said it. If you were listening, I said, there would be a red and green button on the phone. Unless you run on an Android.
The cost of chicken today is so high that many young people are giving up their dream of eating chicken.
I feel like
while many others are graduating deeply in debt.
I feel like you're changing the subject to other socialist issues, which is basically your platform. And
chicken days come and go.
No.
But the struggle of the people to create a government which represents all of us and not just a 1%, a government based on the principles of chicken, bowls, racial, and environmental justice, that struggle continues.
I'm gonna make a prediction. I'm guessing he Googled Karl Marx.
Nope.
Damn it. Stalin? Just socialism quotes?
No, these are my quotations.
Why is your mouth sliding to the left right now?
Lazy.
So here's, then let me ask you, since you're not on the phone now, well, you're on Skype with me, but since you're talking to me on the phone and not someone else.
Hoo-ah!
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Yeah, did you have a bad bowl?
The goal of real healthcare reform must be...
Don't wave your finger like people can see you.
Must be 11 herbs and spices.
Herbs.
Soda, just 99 cents.
So let me ask you, do you believe Justin...
Small sodas. We don't like large sodas.
Do you believe Justin Fairfax accuser?
For many, the American dream has become a nightmare in a three-piece bucket.
Which feeds a socialist family.
Ooh, I have a website.
Please tell me about that.
Sure. It's got promotions, chicken, sandwiches, meals, $5 fill-ups, sides, classics, desserts, drinks, sauces.
Look how big your mustache is now. I don't want to see a KFC website right now, Mr. Sanders.
Look at the sandwiches.
Right.
I mean, the best part's probably just the old school chicken. The rest of it's all just garbage. You want to hear about my promotions?
I want you to answer the question if you believe the woman who made accusations against Justin Fairfax.
Hang on, I'm on the website.
Do you even know how a website works? You're not good with a phone.
I'm on the... Yes, I put it on my Atari.
What'd you put it on?
My Atari.
Thank you, that meant a lot to me. Look.
Hoo-ah!
Look, just answer the question. Do you believe Justin Fairfax accuser? And if so...
Between you and I?
Yes.
If you get a three-piece bucket, you okay, also get a side of coleslaw.
Obviously, you're just skirting the issue. You're avoiding the question. You're trying to... is it possible you just called in...
This is a hot issue.
Hot button.
Right, which is great if you love hot buffalo wing sauce.
Hey, you ever
which
think...
we now add to our flaming broiler.
Question, all right, you know what, let's just talk chicken then. You ever think of switching to an air fryer? My buddy uses an air fryer.
We wouldn't do that, we deep fry. Have you tried our pot pie? It'll make you shit like you're bleeding.
I heard John's laugh, it's good to have him here. No, I don't want any chicken.
I'm not a crook.
No, that's a different guy. Look, I have my breakfast right here. This is what cripples my emotions. I need you to tell me. All right, then let's just say this. What does the future hold for Colonel Bernie Sanders? Are you going to run again in 2020?
I will say this, Gino. No. For many, the American dream has become popcorn chicken.
No, it has not.
As the colonel, I will think about running again, but last night I was very tired and sleepy and woozy because I didn't take my Robaxaset.
Your what?
Robaxaset.
I have no idea what that is.
Pretend your phone is ringing.
Okay, it is. Robaxaset?
Pretend your phone is ringing.
All right, should I answer it?
No, it's just a note to myself that I wrote. Hello? Yes?
No,
I've got to go. I'm on the telephone.
Hey, you know how you said I never cry? Watch this.
Yes? All right, then. Take care.
Colonel Bernie!
Colonel Sanders, 2020.
How long have I had this cold? It's over. Colonel Bernie!
Well, he's gone now. Standards and practices.
Well, I was trying. He didn't answer one question. That guy is a shrewd operator. All he did was talk about chicken.
Guy.
That was an 18-minute bit about chicken. Are you out of your mind?
Well, do you believe...
You want to switch this up?
Do you believe that she had sex with this man without consent?
No, I don't... Look, I'm going to say this. I believe women now are fucking looking for any reason to undo sex that they decided they didn't want. Do I think it was consensual? I don't know. I don't think it was rape. Watch this. I don't think it was rape, and I don't know if it was consensual, and I know that doesn't make sense, but it's like, look, why don't you go to a woman, go to an emergency.
You're gonna say go to a KFC.
Why don't you go?
I kind of want to now. Stephanie brings it home sometimes.
Stephanie Grigioni?
Yeah, she'll get the 20-piece bucket, but sometimes like 14 pieces are gone.
Here's the thing. Why don't you work as a nurse one night in an emergency room and have these women come in and be like, while they're crying and bleeding and getting, are you sure you were raped? Let me give it a year to decide. Let me give it a year to decide if I was raped.
You've never been raped, Gino.
What's that?
Stephanie told me she was raped by 6 guys after saying yes to them.
You know what? She should go on. I don't know why the second half didn't register immediately.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And
6 pieces of chicken were missing.
But
she smelled like weed and a nut of cocoa.
I was going to say maybe a steel drum band and sweat. Look, I'm sorry that... Am I crazy or 10 years ago, did you
You're
never...
You're crazy.
Thank you. Did you never hear about women coming out and saying I was raped 8 years ago? I mean,
it's a different time now.
It is, but it's like it's all politicians. And again, this is what it comes to. These are Democrats. Am I great? Look, it goes on both sides. It's all in the political friggin' system, like Hollywood and politics. They're all kind of the same. And they want us normal people who wake up every day. My friend Aaron Berg, I don't know if you know him, Senator. Like you, you wake up every day. Your kid's out of jail again. You want to keep him from going back and starting a new gang. You got your lovely wife, Stephanie, who you have to deal with every day. And your daughter who may or may not do porn. She's going to do porn in 4 years. Look, this is the stuff you deal with. And these people who are living these lives that they just have never worked a day in their life. People Trump said it best. During a debate, it's like, oh, did you pay illegal immigrants? He's like, I'm the only one here who's written a check. These people are used to having money and fucking women handed to them, and they want us to try and understand their life. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I wake up every day, I'm like, all right, I'm going to feed my cat. I'm going to have some whiskey. I'm going to hang out with fucking my buddy, do a fucking podcast. What do I give a fuck if some woman's like, yeah, this lieutenant governor may have raped me 8 years ago? I don't care. Who was like a Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive? I don't care. I don't know what this is, but I love it.
That's right. Welcome back to Gas Digital. It's the Real Ass Podcast with me, Louie Anderson.
The shirt's fantastic.
What's up, everybody? How's it going out there? Welcome to Rap, LOS, Skankfest coming up. All pre-sale tickets already sold out. Haven't even announced one comedian yet. It's amazing. Last night, me and my girlfriend, Sam, we went to see some theater and stuff like that. It's amazing, man. It's great to be here at Gas
Digital. Is Sam short for Samantha?
No, Sam is a dude, man. I host... Family Feud.
Is it possible you're so fat because your mouth is as big as 2/3 of your
face?
Hey,
it's me, Louis J. Anderson.
Now, are you still called the Puerto Rican rattlesnake because you look a lot paler?
No, they call me the fat white rattlesnake.
I don't even think that's a thing. I would go for...
You know why?
I would go for a pig and a python. No, I'm sorry, why is that?
Because when I come, I go... And then I pay the guy $400.
Okay, so...
You know the story about me and Pete Lee's friend?
I do not.
I was doing a gig. This guy was opening for me, and I was like, hey, I think you're gay. And he's like, I'm not gay. And I go, I bet I could make you gay. And he goes, I doubt that highly. And I go, if you were to blow me, I'd buy you a brand new Honda Accord.
Anyone ever tell you sound like an Alaskan DJ?
Not at all.
Okay, just checking.
So... That's what I said to the guy.
Right. Well,
and then you ask Pete Lee, you go, so what happened? Pete Lee asked his friend, he goes, what happened? He goes, well, that's my car.
How long
Sucked
ago?
Sucked a dude's dick for a Honda, man.
How long ago was this, Louis?
Real ass guy of the week. Me.
We're very excited to be doing your podcast. Let me ask you this. Any sneak preview on who will be appearing at Skankfest this year?
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
That's don't give it away, bae.
That's fantastic. How are things going over there at Gas Digital?
We're crushing it again.
Really? Because we're going to come by later. We're very excited to be a part of the show. Me and my buddy Aaron is a little late today.
Huh?
Nothing.
Aaron was already there for therapy, bro.
Yeah, but then he left. He just vanishes sometimes.
Sometimes I go and I fight people.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I have anger issues and I have a son.
There's no way you can make your mouth a little smaller.
I don't know. John's slipping.
No, I think...
Slept in, then the train was on time. Look how big my lips are. You know my dad is dead?
Yeah, he was stabbed.
No. He threw himself off a roof when I told him I was a fag.
Oh, yeah, that's frowned upon in the Latino community, isn't it?
Sure, Latino. Wink, wink.
Well, Louis...
Do you want to see my co-host, man?
Yeah.
Bringing him in. Here he is.
I can't even.
You love him. Welcome, Zach.
Amico.
Amico.
Or not.
Here he is.
No. That is Zac Efron, and right now Wendy Starling is cranking one out to herself.
Hey, Gino, I love wrestling.
Zac
My
Efron.
My hair is thinning like a bag, lady.
Is it me, or does your chest look nosely?
I'm super fat, and I have piercings in horrible places.
Is it me, or does your chest look noticeably...
Real ass.
Does it look noticeably shaved in that picture?
Yeah, a little.
That's kind of disturbing.
I did porno once or something.
No, you did not. Did
real
you?
Real ass.
You did real ass porno? Hey, as long as I got you, what is the, like I've told the story before, me and Burke started doing a podcast. What led to you and Louis J. Anderson doing a podcast?
I used to bark down in the village, and I knew Louis, and he would do shows, and then, like, I started to get funny at roasts and stuff, so
right.
Then they let me on the show.
So, and that's what gives us the chemistry that we see in the podcast?
Yeah, I'm pretty funny with one-liners and stuff like that.
So you kind of just dive in and get the hell out?
Yeah.
Now.
Watch this. Say something.
Hey, I really like whiskey.
You're a loser, Zing.
Do you say Zing when you're doing the Zing?
Not always.
But sometimes
say
Zing
something
is...
else.
Sometimes Zing is...
Hey, nice yeah. Drinking, loser. Bing.
Yeah, Bing is a different thing. Although
my mom was a garage sale person.
Was she really?
Save money, you know? Come on into the garage sale. You might find a shirt. She'd get in that garage sale and point stuff out to you. There's a good fork for a nickel. Yeah, that's beautiful. It's a little high. If it were 3 cents, I'd say snap it up.
Is this your stand-up?
No, that's a Louis J. Gomez joke.
Is it really?
Louis J. Anderson.
Louis J. Anderson.
All right, I got to get out of here. Why don't you bring our guests in?
I'd love to.
We're going to get the big person chair in for Danny, too.
Is Danny here?
Danny's here.
And
the girls are here. Why don't you bring them all in at once and pretend it's morning? Maybe I'll ship in another 18 people. Put them on the couch. Schultz got angry.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring them in. You can see them next week at Westside Comedy Club at the Queens of the Compound.
This Saturday.
Is that the
this
Danny
Saturday.
Chair? Danny chair. Danny gets closest to me.
Danny's closest
Dustin,
to
no,
you.
Sit there. Never mind. It was a joke. Sit where you're sitting. Danny, set up the chair. We can see you two ladies.
Billy Tardy brought donuts in. Apparently, he doesn't watch the show and didn't go to Market Crates.
Wait, Billy Tardy's here?
Yeah, he's here.
Billy, fucking bring me a Boston cream and get yourself a shot
glass.
Did you
bring donuts?
Wait. What
Wendy
kind?
Wants donuts.
What kinds?
Well, yeah, display them.
Danny, hey, how are you, buddy?
What's
you,
up, brother?
Come here. You come here. Come here, motherfucker. That's right.
Oh, God, that is Where's not- my... Oh.
All right, there you go. We took my wall. All right, ladies.
Yeah, look at... I didn't eat. I skipped dinner last night so I could have some bullshit.
Holy shit, look at this.
Now we got a fucking...
Look at this.
Thank you. That's donuts.
Saturday, February 9th. Billy, congrats on your Patriots to the under.
Thank you.
Is this good radio? If we start eating donuts, thank you.
What did you get?
I don't even know.
You're convincing me.
Right, Danny, I got.
I'll take this.
Then when you get a chance, Billy, come
hey,
back.
Hey, Danny, why are two skinny girls eating donuts and you wouldn't touch one?
Thank you for calling me skinny.
Yeah, thank you for calling me skinny. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
There you go.
Danny, I used to have a food addiction too, where I just want to eat alone, and I'd sit at home and just eat cereal.
Make it.
So you girls will be at Westside Comedy Club for Queens of the Compound.
Yes.
Now we like this idea, right? Is this a good cross promotion? We have to say yes.
Yeah, we approved it.
What's that? I don't even think it was an approval thing. I guess it was, but I think it's a fun little...
We had it kind of approved. Yeah, we had to run it by some people.
Did
yeah,
you?
I can't imagine it was difficult
Did you
to
put
do.
It together?
It was sort of the brainchild of me and Stacey Pressman. And
so it's more of an idea abortion, but go on, go on.
Yeah.
It's an ideological abortion. There you go. Billy, get in here with a shot glass, faggot! So that's great.
Yeah.
So it's the night at Westside. We love... Oh, I'll be at Westside tomorrow night. That's a great club. We love Gina.
Ooh.
Guess what? A portion of the proceeds will go to herjustice.org, so it's going to a really good cause.
It'll go to what?
Herjustice.org. It's a nonprofit that helps women in poverty in New York City, helping to give them like legal support.
For what? Like for when they, when they
I don't know. In case they get
when they would, when they decide they were raped 8 years ago by a guy that suddenly.
Yeah, I didn't. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Do a good thing.
Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't realize the proceeds were going to any place but my pocket. So now we're. I got a problem.
Not all of them. Some of them
are going now. What is this?
So we can put it on the flyer.
Legal help?
Yeah.
Yeah, her just.
Well, I'm gonna use my portion to sue you guys for having me perform and have all my money go to charity.
Well, I think we're gonna pay you guys something.
Yeah, that's why you're here. This is a muscle.
I think you guys are getting paid. I'm pretty sure.
Well, it helps to have a cause. Like we're doing, me and Berg and you were doing that show in March in Vineland, New Jersey, and some of the proceeds benefit my Aunt Olga. She died of breast cancer, Garrett. By the end, she couldn't even get out of the chair.
God.
Sounds like a Halloween laugh.
That is so scary.
John, give me a long down the hall laugh. There you go. It was too close. It's funnier when it's genuine. He's like, all right. So that's great. So it's going to be you. Now I'm just going to ask you questions while you're eating. You. Kidding.
Me.
So it'll be a ton of gals from the compound.
Flutesy is going to be playing flute.
And Joanne Nosachinsky.
Including us on and off the stage.
Joanne Nosachinsky. What's that? Joanne Nosachinsky will be hosting it?
Yes, with Anne-Marie Castillo. They're going to be co-hosting.
They're going to be co-hosting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we got you. We got Karen Fee and we got Karen Margolis.
It's going to be really fun. And we organized, and I don't want to spoil anything, but since it's a bunch of ladies.
Look at all that.
Oh, Stacey Pressman, of course, who couldn't be here today because she has an audition.
Yeah.
So she didn't drink any liquids last night because she had to be ready to swallow a shit ton. What? Anyway.
Hilarious. I love it.
She practices by drinking syrup because it's thicker and it really makes your jaw work.
I was going to say, and that's not what you do. You actually, you drink fluid. Can I tell you a little secret? Last night, so it's no secret that I have sugar daddy. So last night.
I love your hair. Yours is
thank you. Here. I got a new shampoo.
Get a glass, faggot. Go on.
Last night I saw
my. You can't say that word, sissy boy.
Now, last night I saw my sugar daddy, and this is the one that his favorite thing to do is just make me come all the time.
Yeah. God damn
it. You don't have to tell me.
What's he do? Throw money at you?
Yes. That's all it takes.
Did you guys get
but the- it's so if Stacey, I hope she listens to this. If that's what you're doing, you need to drink lots of fluids before, but just no food. That's I didn't eat all last night.
Really?
I did not eat. Like just got fucked. Well, plus it's intermittent fasting, and I was like, I have to distract myself.
Really?
So wow. I said, so instead, I just like got fucked for 4 hours last night.
So jealous.
Danny, did you have a night like that?
That's why I get to have a donut today because I had a glass dildo in my ass last night, and it came out clean.
I'm not doing that much fucking. I do a lot of eating, bro. But I'm not doing all that fucking.
And that's what I'm doing at the show on Saturday.
Just like Stacey.
It's
right
all
now,
act outs.
Your donut is cream filled. All right, so Danny, you do auditions, correct?
Sometimes here and there.
Really?
I've done two.
Jesus Christ.
Really? Let me. Yeah, let me guess. Your audition is Thug Number Two.
Facts.
Thug Number Two.
And Puerto Rican Guy Number One.
Oh, my guess. My other guess was Likeable Henchman. Ah. I thought that was.
One day I'll get that part. Yeah,
I mean, you got to know people. You got to. You do
thief
one.
Thief One, Thief Two, Bouncer Three. Yeah, those parts.
Berg did a gig where he was like Italian mobster Number Two. But
are you
talking
about Bad Meat?
No.
Then they bumped me up to, they gave me a name by the end of it.
Because
Melissa McCarthy gave me a name. That movie's coming out soon.
Ooh. But that's great.
Called The Kitchen.
Like, let me ask you this. Sometimes you get the role while you're doing it because your character and you off screen were so likable that she just called you by name in the middle of the shoot, right? So they had to change the credit.
That's correct. I think she called me Sal.
It was Sal. I remember you saying that.
Which was an old Simon and Garfunkel song.
No, Sal? I don't even know.
You can call me Sal.
No. First of all, it's just a Paul Simon Call Me Al song.
Call me.
Oh, my God.
The Sal of music.
You have never landed a role where you're whistling, right?
Whistler number 10.
All right, so
Joe. Thinking of the song.
Be my bodyguard. I can be your long lost pal.
Isn't that the
bodyguard?
You can call me Eddie. And Eddie, I'll when I call you, I can
bro.
Call you Sal.
Oh.
Call you Sal.
Sorry, we're stuck on this. I'm waiting for Joanne to do the next topic, everyone.
Wordplay in
morning. Gino, we got a story I'd like everybody to weigh in on.
Yes.
I love it. Don't say weigh in with Dan. All right.
Yeah, don't say weigh in. I still got to finish this donut, you cuck. Get out of here. You're back there having a protein shake. I don't have time for your shit, Aaron.
Eat the donut. Eat the donut.
I can see you just doing push-ups. Yeah. Judging me.
I'm not gonna say what I weigh.
I'm actually fat now because I have a baby.
Oh, give Wendy give Wendy a break. She's used to hearing weigh in when she's with her boyfriend. I'm way in, bitch.
I'm gonna toss you, Sal.
I didn't know this glass dildo could talk.
Glass dildo could talk.
If this glass dildo could talk, that's my memoir title.
Dilgo.
Dilgo.
Dilgo?
Yeah. I haven't had a mini stroke yet.
Dilgo proper, no, a dildo new podcast coming
that's
to Das Digital.
Dildo to go.
Das Digital.
Dilgo. This is a dildo.
Put
it in your purse. Take it with you anywhere.
Yep.
You're like Joanne's going to dress in a genie hat. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, breaking news. Beep, 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 breaking news.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey, Gino.
Standards and practices?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you, buddy?
Good. We're trying to move legit news guy out as soon as possible.
No. Yeah. He's my favorite, by far.
We were supposed to have Bernie Sanders on. He brought Colonel Sanders on.
It was actually, I don't know if you got the bit. It was Colonel Bernie Sanders. It was
all
really
I know
clever.
Is I got complaints.
It was the fucking chicken.
Yeah, everybody loves
weren't
chicken.
You watching? He was peddling his entire fucking website.
Very important news story
that was
coming out.
It was sexy.
What
two
do you got?
Government workers, Gino, were arrested in Miami for trying to smuggle Viagra, ketamine, Adderall, the date rape drug, GHB, and ecstasy on board an all-gay party cruise ship.
I saw this.
It's called supplies, baby.
Yeah.
One of the Melendez brothers.
No, it was not the Melendez. Menendez, you're thinking.
Yeah, Melendez.
Melendez. That's my neighbor, you fuck.
Yeah.
He's Melendez. The Dilgo brought to you by the Melendez
parents.
Brothers.
The Melendez.
fuck you.
Gino, by the way, I've been on the Allure of the Season.
Don't
didn't seem that gay.
That
what's
Dilgo?
That?
I was on the Allure of the Season. Didn't seem that gay. Just seemed like really friendly guys.
Now, yeah, well, didn't your wife have a bit of a slip on that ship?
Yeah.
She fell off the side
for
2 days. It was weird. Okay, it turns out these guys, here's what gets me. Can you go back up a little bit? It says they were trying to smuggle it. They found it in their suitcases. Like, I could see if it was way up in their ass, and these guys really check on these cruises. I could see that. But they found it right. It's like they wanted, they're like, you got me. It's in the suitcase. I'm guessing. You know what I think? Legit news guy, if you're still out, standards and practices. If they fire a legit news guy, I'll lose my mind.
What about out of office legit news guy?
Why is legit news... Why is he your favorite? He gets every story wrong.
It makes me feel better about
I don't think he's gotten one right in 6 months.
Because it makes me feel better about my knowledge of what's going on in the world. I think these guys were what's called a decoy. What's called a decoy? Like I pulled out a fancy word. It's what's
I know.
Called...
Have you ever heard of the term decoy? Jesus
I don't know
Christ.
Why that came.
It was supposed to get caught so the bigger shit could come
yeah.
in.
Like a guy, you know, like a guy...
Hey,
like,
Gino, are they sitting on what's called chairs?
Wait, you guys want some Molly? I brought some...
Oh, my God. By the way, Molly is the code if you're going to Kevin Dombrowski's live taping Friday. Wow, are we getting stupid. But do you think these guys had to be a decoy so people could, like...
Can I tell you?
Guys are just walking by with, like, asses full of ketamine and fucking shit like that.
Well, and I got... Here's a fun drug story. So when I went to Dirks and Caicos last February, I went with not a sugar daddy, just some old rich dude that I met out in the wild because I was putting out that vibe.
The one that looks like Santa?
Skinny Santa, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Come to a show.
Big fan of these.
Hey, I'm a big fan of you.
Skinny Santa.
But we go to Turks and Caicos, and he got pulled over in security on the way through the airport in Newark because he had a bag of loose protein powder, this huge bag of white powder. So he gets, and I'm like, you fucking asshole, you got a big old bag of white powder, LOL. Right. He got searched. We get on the plane, we land, and right before we're walking through security in Turks and Caicos, I pull out my wallet to get my ID, and I had a baggie of cocaine on my person.
You did. The old.
That's perfect. I was like, it's genius. He had a big old bag.
The old zigzag.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what had to go on. Yeah. So can we go back to this story?
Oh, I was like, I'm going to jail.
Wow.
Can we go back to this story?
Yeah, we have Menendez brother that killed his parents.
Melendez. He's like the producer. Your children are gorgeous. I don't know how you pulled that off. The Melendez, as in the producer. As in the.
Thank you.
Yours is gorgeous. As in Melendez. He's one of the. Isn't he the producer of all the Charlie Brown Christmases? Not important. Let's get this.
Well, hang on. We do have him calling in.
You, Teddy. God, I am. This is my best driving yet. We can still hit the island.
Answer the phone.
Answer the phone, Chrissy. Be a doll.
Hello?
No. Aren't you glad I didn't say. I hit the fucking button. I'm hitting the button.
We're like.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. What is your name? Melendez? Menendez? Melendez?
John.
He don't fucking look Hispanic.
No, I think this is stuttering homo Melendez. Am I right?
Sure.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't stutter.
That's
either.
A lot of work to throw an accent I apologize. And a stutter. Let me just do what I'm doing.
Well, please, stuttering John doesn't stutter either. So.
Anywho, a little bit of Trubsy Wubsies.
These guys
had
the
drugsies in the bagsies and the ixnay on the get on the shipnay.
How many drugs do you have to bring to have
a
good
time? Wanted a fucking party, man.
And so you brought, you don't have the story there. What did
I had everything. I had K, I had Molly, I had Viagra.
I do. I have the story right here. Would you like my napkin?
Take my napkin.
Hey, Gino, do you know what I call it after I take a V and I cum?
What?
Viagra Falls.
Hello.
Hold on.
But you can't come a little. You have to come a lot to call it that.
Do you know what I call it when I take a Cialis and I come?
What?
Ooh, I see Alice. I can't come. I only come for guys.
Do another one. What's another one they have? Come on.
You know what happens when I take ginseng and I come?
No.
I go to sleep.
I gotta. You ever AIDS? You ever try a blue chew?
Sure. I just took six.
That's probably not healthy.
Let me
read around
Jenny
the chocolate.
On the block. I used to come a little. Now I come a lot.
Two government workers from Washington D.C. You were arrested in Miami for trying to smuggle drugs on board an all gay party cruise ship. Peter Melendez, that's your name. How old are you?
32?
Five, close enough. Well, you guys lie about your age. And your buddy Robert were arrested when they were boarding the Royal Caribbean Allure ship.
Love the ship. Lovely. The buffet's great. You know the best part about it is?
What is
everyone
that?
Everyone touches everything. So it's like you're going to get the diseases anyways. Why wear condoms?
It just seems like you're looking for an excuse.
Well, that's...
hang on, Gino. They let us on.
What? I thought you were in jail.
Shh. Good lawyer.
Then you just got the music pumping in the background. I'm coming out.
That's why the drugs, all those drugs, not even to get you high. It's just to knock out all the germs you're getting from the food. It's to help with the GI.
We're boarding. Oh, yeah. There's still a line up here. Hang on.
Miami-Dade police.
Oh, wait. The customs guy. Hang on.
Oh, you know you want to get searched.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Just don't get nervous.
Hey, just checking your bags.
Okay, there's nothing in there.
Spread them.
Not that bag.
Oh, ooh. Thank you.
I don't want to be a part
what
of
your
this.
Fingers?
No.
Hang
you
on.
Like
yeah,
yeah
I do.
I'm just going to eat my donut.
At least you're not sucking a dick for water.
You want to suck a dick?
Chocolate. How you doing, Bill? Peter?
Doing pretty good. Just talking to the customs guy, trying to get this bag on board.
It sounds like you're blowing.
Also, that's what happened. He shot his load and the fucking drugs fell out his ass.
That might have been it. It sounds like you're... I don't even know what that one is. It sounds like you're... There you go.
There we go.
Blowing up a balloon?
No, I'm not sure if that was balloon.
I think I was making a balloon animal really fast.
That sounded like I'll tell you as an ex.
As a whore, just say as a whore.
That sounded like cocaine.
Yeah.
Which is something I don't know how many times you guys have had things shoved in your assholes. You need a mix of all those drugs to have it be comfortable. Hoppers. I'm shocked that he... Well, and I know he's working to get his bag on. Once we get him back on the phone, I wonder if he has poppers. Have you guys ever done that?
Back on the phone.
Yeah, you really need all those drugs. Some Hennessy. I know Peter. Shot a Hennessy and boom, they landed me right in their butt.
Well, okay.
Peter,
I wouldn't go telling that story because that means... And I love you so much. You yeah, can't just, be that, but you know what I mean?
Peter, are you still there, or are you still just trading cocaine for a blowjob?
That is what it
Hang
is.
Hang on, I got some poppers.
Oh, here we go.
Poppers are the way to go.
Really?
It opens up your butthole.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds like a
your
mini...
Butthole go like,
are those just mini firecrackers you brought with you? Those aren't even a drug.
Oh, that's... You know what, though? If you don't have a popper, if all you have is a firework, that actually works, but instead of huffing it, you just put the firecracker directly in your ass.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll pop it open.
Nothing like the...
Pop it open, shove a dick in there.
Go back to the cocaine.
Watch out for your fingers when you're doing ass crackers.
That was
watch out for your lose a finger.
Get one of those fucking things for the
Look,
car.
It's a dog.
Crack your ass open.
This party is fucking turned.
Police found...
We're not even on the ship yet, Gene.
Police found 27 grams of ecstasy, 18 grams of ketamine, 246 grams of GHB, known as the date rape drug, Viagra, chocolate, that's a cupcake, and Adderall in their luggage. Is it possible that maybe all you need, how many days was the cruise? How many days?
7 days.
Okay, 7 days.
Hang on, I got some GHB out. Let me just find somebody. Hello. Oh, hi. Here. Did you want some cranberry juice? Shh, Gino, hang on. It's working. He's asleep.
Yeah, do some cocaine while you rape the guy who's asleep.
Sissy, I love how innocent you are. You're like, is that a balloon animal?
Looks like it's time.
You gotta spit in his butt.
In the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'd love to go on a cruise at this point.
Yeah, I want to go on a cruise.
I used to work on a cruise ship. It's great.
Did you really?
Yeah. As a personal trainer.
I want to go.
I could work on a cruise as a personal trainer, too.
The ship was making stops in the Bahamas, Mexico, and Honduras. Like, you can't get drugs there. You couldn't just walk off the ship in Mexico.
Yeah, but you don't know.
I mean, like one of those thank you for shopping white plastic bags filled with ketamine. You couldn't do that in
Mexico.
Yeah,
but you don't know what you're getting. Yeah.
That's right, and you can't party like this.
Right.
Doors and Mexico. You know what?
Plus, when you're going on a cruise, it's a vacation, you want to relax. So if in the first hour you're not raping somebody, like on the gangway.
Is it me, yeah. Or if it's an old.
Right? Like, that's how I like to unwind.
Thank you, Wendy. This guy will not fucking wake up.
I know. it's a gangway gang rape.
I am fucking balls deep with a pool cue.
Is it me? Is it me? Or should an all-gay cruise just be a one-way trip to friggin' Haiti? Is that me? No?
Why Haiti?
Because they all have AIDS there. That's why they invented AIDS. Jeez.
Stop
invented.
Being a Haitier.
Hey, Haitier.
Yeah, you're a Haitier.
I'm emotional. Do you think I'm emotionally crippled? Me. Shut up, Teddy.
Yeah, you're fucking
doing cocaine with him
cripple.
Anymore.
Maybe not a cripple per se, but like a little slower.
What? I'm very emotional.
No. What? No.
Danny, I can see your face.
That's the fucking point, bro.
I'm emotional.
But you're
also a sociopath.
Billy, tell them I'm an emotional person.
These are not emotions.
Kids think I'm
you're
great.
Having, what you're having is, with those are withdrawal symptoms. Those are withdrawal anger lash outs.
Yeah.
It's not an emotional.
Oh.
I feel bad after
Here's
you
what,
have the
tell
fucking.
You what. I'll have Alex come by tonight. I'll record my lovemaking sounds. And that gagging you hear is my thumb in her trachea, but I have love in my heart.
Oh, Gino, hang on. The captain's going to speak.
Captain Steubing? I guarantee it's gonna be Captain Steubing saying welcome
anyway,
to the
Anyway, they were taking a selfie near where the rocks are down there.
I don't know what that is.
It means it's time to come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to disturb your evening. This message comes from guest services. Can the following passengers kindly contact guest services by dialing 6000? Stateroom.
I don't know. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Captain speaking. From the bridge, welcome back. Welcome home.
Sounds like the ferry, bro.
He's the captain. Who's the first mate?
Yeah, it sounds like the fucking ferry.
That's what it is. That they weren't even. Welcome to the ferry. They're like, well, we were like, it was the ferry. Well, if you take all these drugs, it feels like a 7-day cruise.
It's
really the ferry.
Trusting off the boat and assume the first stop of the course.
Oh, they're all international employees because they don't follow labor laws.
Sorry, did he say which floor the raping was on?
I don't even know what he's talking about. It's a gay cruise every fucking floor. Tell me what.
Shuffleboard is on the Lido deck. The rapes are happening in the kids' room. Ugh.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Melendez.
Yes.
Peter, I keep forgetting. Do they have a lot of
I've got poo on my dick.
Do they have a lot of jokes? Do they have a lot of jokes?
Wipe it off on one of the things at the buffet. Wipe it off on a cannoli.
Yeah, or like a roll.
There you go.
They have a lot of jokes.
Can't wait for the chocolate fountain.
Yes, they have a lot of, queen.
They have a lot of, yes, bitch.
Do they have a lot of jokes about the poop deck on a gay cruise?
Yes.
Can you tell me one? I'd love to hear.
Sure. Hey, Gino.
Sure.
Last night, I had a couple drinks, and then I let a guy poop deck in my mouth.
That just sounds like you put deck
after
someone's
shit. I take you there now.
It sounds like you just put the word deck after someone's shit in your mouth.
Yeah.
I thought like...
Poop deck? I've got poop all over my deck.
Hey, there you go.
That's the same thing I thought.
Gino, let me do it. Hang on.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? Tom? Yes, it's me. What's my name?
Peter Melendez.
Hi, it's me, Peter. I'm in room 6001. Did you want to come downstairs and just experiment a little bit?
Did you say 6001? Yes. Like you're in a computer lab or something?
No, that's how they do the rooms. It's four numbers.
They don't say 6001?
No, 6001.
I love how we can be gay and condescending at this. All right, go on. Sorry,
right,
my bad.
Well, let's go on in. Hang on, Gino. Let me
crippled.
Just shut my door.
That's
shut.
What they are.
Okay, I'm going to lay down. Now do what you do, sir.
Overhauling.
Oh, what? Oh, God.
Why are you doing this?
He's really pooping on
are
his
you
dick.
Getting a colonic?
I haven't even done my donut, for God's sake.
Oh, you got a weak stomach like that, you bitch.
Oh, that's a lot. That's so much. Oh, so much. Oh, so much poo.
See, and I know it's a hacky joke, but those cruise ship bathrooms, those rooms are so tiny. It's like, I can take a dump and rinse my mouth out without leaving the room.
Okay, it's in my mouth. Hang on. Let me see if I can drink it.
Oh. That sound like a
cocaine
shit to you?
Oh, my
God. You know what? It's not really a cocaine shit. It sounded like a cruise ship shit. Because I had GI once. Because nobody washes their fucking hands. And
please
you'll
keep talking over this. Please
and
keep talking over
let
this.
Let me tell you.
Oh, how can you snort cocaine in the same place someone just shit in your mouth? How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, you need the cocaine.
It's a fucking party cruise.
It's not a party.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. Well, no, because if the other person you're fucking...
Is there nuts in this, you sick fuck?
Yeah, if they're really shitting and they're cleaning their butthole out, that means they look skinnier.
Asparagus.
So you have to do coke so that you can have diarrhea.
Daddy's
so
getting his greens.
I don't understand, like, what the...
I want to take this right to 1029.
Oh,
then have Joanne come on and be like,
stinker.
I hate you.
You're a stinker, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I know. Right. I'm very smart.
All right, well, look, Peter, we're in the 12th minute of stoppage time. Are you going to be able to get out? Are you going to be able to get off from this charge?
Oh, believe you me.
All right, I handed you that one.
I got to get out of here.
He's going to an old boy school. He's going to be
happy.
I
think I caught a tapeworm.
You got to be careful. A lot of the food on the cruises is unsanitary, you know? Because it turns out maybe the guy that's handling the food before you at the buffet...
I think it may have been a mouthful of shit,
shit
I just took
in.
And
that's
like any restaurant in New York City, though.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. That's why I sanitize my insides with whiskey.
It's true, it does work.
Ooh, I don't drink in the morning. Gay. All right.
Oh, I don't drink booze in the morning. I'm too busy sucking dicks. That was for Gino.
All right, let's get to the plugs. Or did we cover everything, sir?
I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick all week, Thursday to Saturday. Come on out.
That's going
to
be fantastic. You girls will be?
Saturday at Westside Comedy Club at 11.
Yeah.
Oh, late show.
Yeah, so you have time to take a nap, do some GHB. You could do a GHB early.
Means of the compound. Danny, anything to plug?
all-you-can-eat buffet this weekend.
No, I'll be at Westside Comedy Club tomorrow night, but make sure you go Saturday. I'll remind them then. And Friday, guys, New York Comedy Club, the new location on East 4th. Kevin Dabrowski taping his first comedy album ever. I will be hosting it. Use the code Molly to come out. It's going to be a bender again.
Awesome.
It's going to be great. That's the show. Anything else? Where's the music? Oh, God, I drank a lot. I am not emotionally crippled. Morning is next.